This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Texas health officials today are launching major changes to the state's reproductive health program known as Texas Healthy Women. The program's now open to minors with parental consent. It previously only served low-income women between 18 and 44. The program also will have more health care providers, increasing from 1,300 in 2011 to nearly 5,000. And the third change involves more access to long-active reversible contraceptives, or LARCs. A recent report from UT Austin found the state's women's health program was seeing fewer claims for IUDs and injections. However, Texas House member Myra Crownover of Denton says they're a good way to get a handle of the state's unintended pregnancy rate.
The LARCs are such a tool. The reason so many women stay with bad partners is they're pregnant. And so it's a game changer.
The changes to the program come nearly 5 years after the state made sharp cuts to its family planning budget and restructured the Texas Women's Health Program. Since then, the Texas Healthy Women Program has struggled to provide reproductive health care to all the low-income women it was supposed to serve. After the U.S. Supreme Court struck down abortion restrictions in Texas earlier this week, the State Health Services Department yesterday released new statistics on abortions from 2014. KERA's Christina Martinez reports.
The Texas Department of State Health Services found the overall number of abortions dropped significantly, from about 64,000 in 2013 to almost 55,000 the following year. Part of the decrease is thanks to a drop in drug-induced abortions, which plummeted from 16,000 to about 5,000. Abortions were already declining in the state before the restrictions were in place, but the 14% drop from 2013 to 2014 was more drastic than in previous years. In the U.S. Supreme Court case, the state argued that the abortion restrictions were meant to protect women's health and make the procedure safer. However, the data found that fewer than 1% of all abortions in Texas resulted in any kind of complication. 2 weeks ago, the American Civil Liberties Union of Texas demanded the state health department to release these statistics. The ACLU said the state was concealing the information months after it had been finalized. However, the health agency at the time insisted the data had not been completed. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
Now to the Friday conversation. British voters shocked the world last week when they voted to pull out of the European Union. One of the clearest voices against Brexit was Geoffrey Mount Evans. He's the Lord Mayor of London and is in charge of the city's financial sector. During his visit to North Texas, he talked to KERA's Rick Holter.
Geoffrey Mount Evans, welcome to the Friday conversation.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
You campaigned pretty aggressively against Brexit. What happened?
Yeah. Well, perhaps I should say that as Lord Mayor, I preside over a number of key committees in the City of London, including the local assembly when it meets and so on. But I'm also the spokesman and ambassador for London and UK Financial and Professional Business Services.
And there's a separate mayor who, mayor of Greater London.
Correct. Who is a political and elected politician. And in March, we had a discussion and a debate, a long and healthy debate about whether we would take a position on this because it strays into the political. Right. And we work closely with government of whatever, you know, color they are. We work with them. And we decided that it was in the interests of the City of London to remain in a reformed EU. And my job and that of the corporation now will be to promote the city in the new world that we will find ourselves in and in the transition world until that point.
London's built itself into the financial capital of the EU, essentially, over the last 20 years. With Brexit, doesn't that have to change?
There will be some change. Change is something that we're very used to in the City of London. We've been there for a very, very long time. To be honest, I don't think any of us thinks that we're going to be falling off the edge of a cliff at all.
You made an argument before the vote that millennials might be the Britons most hurt by Brexit. Why?
Well, I think the millennials are tremendously connected. The whole world's become much more connected. But with them, as you know, they are in constant touch with friends and connections across the world through the different media. And they approach it slightly differently to somebody of my age and your age. And therefore, I think that the connectivity is important to them. But, you know, I think we just want to be sure that their freedom to move around the way they've enjoyed is protected.
There's been a lot of talk in the last week about the divide in Britain. On one side, you have the disaffected middle and lower classes, largely white, often anti-immigrant. On the other side, your side, are the political and economic elites who argued strongly to stay in the EU. Can that divide be healed?
I guess the challenge for business is that the rapidly improving economy which we've had, and similar to what you've been enjoying here in the States, it does take time for the ripples to roll all the way out. And that is a challenge across the world, isn't it? But we will work hard on that. And I don't particularly like to think in terms of elites, but we have record employment in the UK, so actually mm-hmm. great progress has been made.
I wonder when you look at Texas as a potential area to build partnerships, what are the parallels you see there?
This is a very sophisticated business environment in Dallas and in Texas, but I think particularly in Dallas, which is a city I know perhaps better than some of the others. I actually have been at one time a director of a small logistics consultancy business here.
Oh.
So I've been here quite a lot over the years. You know, you have a very sophisticated investor community. It's a very important part of the U.S. economy and the biggest economy in the world. You know, we are both leading investors in each other's countries, and that's not least in Texas. I think we'll be looking to minimize any obstacles to business. That's been a priority in the UK in recent years. And that's, I think, very much been a priority here in Texas, too, to be a great place to do business. I think, the rest of the world can learn a great deal from Texas.
Jeffrey Mount Evans, Lord Mayor of London, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much.
Another ozone alert in effect today. Look for sunny skies. The high should get up to around 95, overnight low 78. It's 81 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth.